Wondering what chemicals are found in the blood of Canadians? Check Toxic Nation. Toxic Nation is a report on the first test for a broad range of toxic chemicals in average Canadians from across the country. The report was released last week by Environmental Defence Canada. Sarah Winterton is a program director with Environmental Defence. She was also a participant in the study, and she joins me now by phone. Hi, and good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Mordecai.
Maybe you could begin by outlining the main findings of the Toxic Nation report.
Well, we tested for 88 different chemicals, and we found the presence of 60 of them in the blood of 11 Canadians. So on average, actually, each person had 44 chemicals.
44. What kind of chemicals are we talking about?
We're talking about heavy metals, PCBs, flame retardants, the chemical that's used as a stain repellent or on nonstick cookware. We're talking about chemicals that are carcinogens, hormone disruptors, respiratory toxins, and developmental toxins.
Are these chemicals associated with any particular diseases?
Well, these chemicals are, as I outlined before, they do have toxic effects. And certainly these effects have been documented when you have high levels of the when you're exposed to high levels. The levels that we found in the volunteers were, for the most part, low. So we don't have good information about what happens to your health when you're exposed day after day after day, perhaps a lifetime of exposure to low levels of toxic chemicals. And we certainly don't have good information about how all of these chemicals work together in your body. So we don't know what the cumulative impact is on a person's health.
And would these chemicals be expected not to be present in a completely unpolluted environment?
Certainly the PCBs, the flame retardants, the stain repellent chemicals, those are all manufactured. So they shouldn't be in our bodies at all. Things like lead, mercury, arsenic, they can show up in the environment. So there are background, naturally occurring background levels, but you still don't want those in your body. And we certainly don't want more of them being put into the environment through industrial emissions.
You did some tests on a group of people across the country. The results show that people in some either age group, gender, or region are more susceptible to, have been subjected, I guess, more to toxic chemicals than other gender, age, or region?
Well, the overwhelming finding, I think, was it didn't really matter where you live, how old you are, or what you do for a living, the toxic chemicals showed up in you. So our age ranges were from mid-20s to mid-70s, from people from coast to coast. Certainly the older volunteers had more chemicals. The people who were over 60 had 51. I'm in my mid-40s, I had 43. And the younger volunteers in their mid-20s, they had lower amounts. But the interesting thing was they had the least number of PCBs. So PCBs were banned in the 70s. They were banned before these two women were born. So it's a bit of good news. Maybe banning them has worked. You know, they're not showing, not as many are showing up in these younger women. But at the same time, this is 25 years later. And they're persisting. They're still showing up in people, even though they've been banned for close to 30 years. So it's sort of a mixed good news, cautionary story there. We also had one volunteer, Chief David Mastey, who lives very, very far from any point sources of pollution, and he was actually the most contaminated person. He had the highest level of mercury. He had the highest level of stain repellent, that the chemical that's used in for stain repellent pants, or the same chemicals that's used in nonstick cookware. He had the highest level of the flame retardants as well. So even though he lives far away from everything, he was the worst, had the highest numbers.
When you say far away from everything, where does he live?
Well, he's halfway up James Bay, so there isn't any major industry around him. So there's a, it's fairly well documented that a lot of these pollutants, they sort of flow or blow north. There tends to be an accumulation based on wind patterns, water flow, all of those different kinds of things. And so they're finding that some of these chemicals are accumulating in the north.
Can you protect yourself by certain lifestyle choices?
All of these chemicals showed up in people, regardless of, as I said, where they live or what they do for a living. Many of the volunteers have a fairly high percentage of organic in their diet. There were only, I believe, two smokers in the group. That is a message that the chemicals are out there everywhere, and we are exposed to them through the air we breathe, the food that we eat, water that we drink, products that we use. However, on a day-to-day level, you can make choices as to the kinds of products that you're using and try to diminish or decrease the kinds of chemicals you may be exposed to. So it's a big problem that needs a long-term solution. We need federal legislation to eliminate the toxic chemicals from getting into the environment in the first place. But immediately, you want to know what you can do, right? So, okay, try to make choices that will get rid of unnecessary exposures in your daily life. And what we have on our website, which is toxicnation.ca, we have a list of choices that you can consider making that will help to reduce your exposure.
This testing that you did is very expensive, and your resources were limited. So, in effect, it was a small number of people that you were able to test. If somebody came by and said, "Well, that's too small a number to have any indication," what would your response be?
Well, I would say it's true. It was only 11 people, but these were people who were in disparate areas of the country, drastically different ages, different occupations, and none of them actually is getting an occupational exposure. So it's a sort of regular life, what you're encountering in your regular day-to-day activities. So even though it's 11 people, it's hard to imagine what would bind us all that would give us this kind of an average exposure of 44 chemicals per person. So I think that it's indicative of these chemicals, since they're in the environment, since they're ubiquitous, since they persist, they're impossible to avoid. It would be, I can't imagine how anybody could avoid them. We only tested for 11 people because it is expensive. So we had to test for 88 chemicals. It was $1,500 per person. There are other studies that have been done in the States where they tested 9 people for 210 chemicals. Similar studies have been done with smaller groups of people for this kind of measure, just to find out what toxins are showing up.
So it's like, for you, a point of view that this is the canary. You don't need to have people falling over dead. The small sample is still in and of itself indicative of a major, major problem.
I think the small sample is indicative that every Canadian is carrying a chemical burden. As I said, we tested for 88. We could have tested for hundreds more, but we couldn't afford it. I think testing for more will find out that there are more in us. Other studies have proven that these chemicals are actually found in umbilical cord blood. So the fetus is getting a load of toxic chemicals as it's growing. So from, you know, point of conception onward, we're being exposed to toxic chemicals.
What, in your view, should the government be doing to better protect us against exposure to these toxic chemicals?
We're calling on the Canadian government to be a leader on this issue. Right now, the Canadian Environmental Protection Act is undergoing its mandated 5-year review. So we're looking at, first and foremost, they should be getting rid of the most toxic chemicals. Let's stop putting more carcinogens, more hormone disruptors, more respiratory toxins out into the environment. For the most part, these chemicals persist. They stay out there for decades. Some of them actually probably never go away. We don't need to keep adding more. This would involve industry being much more accountable for the chemicals that it's using. So the onus would be on industry to prove that a chemical is safe before it gets into the market. Industry should also be looking at substituting the most toxic chemicals with safer alternatives. We have to turn this around. It's rampant. And as you said, we're the canaries, and the warnings are there, and they've been proven in tests on other populations, like in the U.S. and in the U.K. Industrial society is contaminating its population.
I know you were one of the people who was tested, and for someone listening, like myself, not knowing what is my personal level of contaminant, I can sort of look at it and say, I guess it's a danger. I'm convinced of that, but I won't have the emotional core in it that you have. I'm wondering how you responded when you found the actual results of the level of contamination and the range of contamination that is within you.
Well, I was shocked. I expected to find something because as part of the process of this study. But I was personally quite shocked to see the range. I had, as I said, 43 out of the 88. And so that meant I've got mercury, lead, arsenic. I've got flame retardants. I've got the stain repellent. I've got PCBs. I've got pesticides. I've got insecticides. And so, digesting that and then thinking, well, these are carcinogens, these are toxins that are in me, and then thinking that we only tested for 88. So I have to just extrapolate that and think there are hundreds more in me, and there are hundreds more in everybody. So it's you burst the bubble of denial pretty quickly when you're looking at your name beside this list of chemicals, and then you're looking at the potential effect of carcinogen, hormone disruptor. It's pretty sobering.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
You're very welcome, Mordecai.
Bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Sarah Winterton. She's the program director with Environmental Defense Canada, and if you'd like to check out their report, Toxic Nation, it's called, just go to www.toxicnation.ca.